Hi, it's Michael Senoff with Michael Senoff's HardToFindSeminars.com. The title of this interview is called How to Find All the Leads You Need and Make a Living Selling Them. Alan and his partner have been selling leads for more than 10 years. In the height of their career, they made $15 million a year doing it. But it was a frustrating business with no control over the quality of the leads. That's partly why they developed a software program that finds quality leads at the click of a mouse. The software works much like a search engine, but will scan internet want ad sites and compile the information into an easy-to-read spreadsheet, including prices, location, and email addresses. And what you can do with that information is amazing. From selling leads for a niche profit to outsourcing work as a go-between, the possibilities are almost limitless. And in this audio interview, you'll hear all about them. You'll also hear exactly how to sell leads and how this software makes this simple. You'll learn how you can use this software to connect people who are looking for something with the people who have it and make money just by being the matchmaker. You'll learn how compiling this type of information can also help you save on accountants, attorneys, painters, and other professional services. You'll learn ways to make money finding people's lost items. You'll learn how this software makes bulk email look like individual personalized emails, so you can send emails to 500 people and make each one look personalized. Alan and his partner made their fortune selling information, so they know exactly what kind of information is valuable and how to sell it for top dollar, and they share all that in this audio. But even though you'll definitely get a feel for how the software works just by hearing the audio, you'll really need to see it in action to understand how amazing and simple it is. You guys have been working on a piece of software that definitely caught my attention, and I wanted it. And so I want to know more about it. I'm interested in possibly marketing it, but I'm also interested in learning all of the uses that you guys have been playing with on how I can make money with it, because I am a lover of Craigslist. I love it. It's a very powerful platform, and you can find anything you want. And I'm into finding stuff and then selling stuff. So I know that if I have a tool that I can find stuff on a national or international basis, and then I can find buyers for those things that I find, I'm sitting on a gold mine. And it's all about tools. And it seems like that you've developed a pretty powerful tool. So why don't you just first take me back a little bit, how you got into all this? Where did this all begin?
It was back in 97, 98. I met Dave over the phone. We were both in the MLM business, or network marketing business, and I became one of the top salesmen for the company he was working with to sell travel books. I did very well with it, but the company he was working for wasn't paying me. And then somebody in Chicago, I can't remember the fellow's name, but he says, you ought to get into the mortgage business and start selling mortgage leads. That's an up-and-coming industry. And we just poo-pooed it all the time. We didn't want to really get involved in it. And then after about a couple months, we decided to get into it. So we did, and it started to escalate. It was such a great market that now Dave and I was put into our niche of negotiating and getting as many leads as possible. So we started to contact emailers, and back then the email industry was excellent. You got a very great response from your email campaigns, and so Dave and I started to make contacts with a lot of different mortgage companies, and pretty soon we were dealing with 20, 30 mortgage companies, and it was getting a little horrendous for us because we were buying the leads, developing some leads, and then selling. So Dave and I decided to go and turn the wheels on that and go to people like us and start to wholesale to other distributors.
When you were in the multi-level business and you became, for the travel company, one of the top distributors, how did you do that? Did that have anything to do with leads?
Oh, absolutely. In fact, that was the starting point of knowing what a bad lead was. We were getting leads. We called them step-on leads because they were stepped on so many times. It was like calling out of the Yellow Pages.
So you were buying the leads?
We were buying the leads.
From the MLM company?
Yes, that was my experience. And then we started to go outside and buy leads from other companies. We found them to be very, very weak. The leads were weak, and we must have worked from 8 o'clock in the morning till 10 o'clock at night every day trying to go and develop clients from these leads. You know, you would call 100 leads and maybe get in touch with five. And they were really bad, let's put it that way. They were really very weak leads.
You're listening to an exclusive interview found on Michael Senoff's hardtofindseminars.com. So when you got in that business, was the point getting into selling the equipment and the accounts, or did you get into it specifically for generating leads for others who were in the business?
At the beginning, Dave and I worked for a company, Total Merchant Services, and we actually started to sell the merchant account equipment. We sold the equipment that he actually did the swipe, and we also sold the online, the VeriSigns and those type of gateways. So Dave and I became aggregators. We were buying that lead and then reselling that lead to these companies.
How did that go?
It did very well, except we had no control of the quality of the lead. We didn't know if it was being sold once, twice, or 10 times. So we experienced the fact that there was some weak leads there also, and we didn't know what else to do at the time. And we went from that point to doing a decent business.
What's decent?
Merchant accounts, Dave and I were doing about a couple $100,000 a year for ourselves. It was only about $100,000 each.
Was that gross, or did you keep that?
We kept that. So that went on for about almost a year, and then we got involved in, like I said before, someone we were dealing with that was selling us merchant account leads. He told us to get into the mortgage lead business.
Why do you think he said that?
Because he was selling us merchant account leads. He knew we were good at what we did. We were good salespeople. So he wanted to go and, of course, multiply his opportunity by selling us mortgage leads also. Now, we were sort of like handshake partners with this person, and we found out through investigation that he was overcharging us for things.
So he was selling you mortgage leads, right?
Merchant account leads and mortgage leads, yes.
He said to you, you guys should get into the mortgage leads so he could sell you more mortgage leads, and then you were turning around and reselling them, right?
Yes, we were. He was telling us, we'll just say, the price was $10 a lead, and that was his cost. So he says, being that we're partners in this, whatever you sell them for, we'll split 50-50. Then he went up in his price, and we found out that he was just adding more money to his side. And Dave and I, you know, we're straight shooters, and we wanted to work with somebody that was honest. So we found out where he was getting those leads, and Dave and I made a couple phone calls and met the person who was doing the emailing for him, and that person did not want to take us on as a customer. He was already booked. But we told him our story, and he had compassion on us, and he says, okay, I'm going to help you guys become millionaires if you can sell. That's exactly what he said to us.
And what did you guys think when he said that?
We were very, very happy to hear that because Dave and I are decent salespeople. So what happened was a week went by and we started to buy some from him. Our prices went from 10 and went to 12 down to 3. And, of course, we were selling these at $15 and $20 a piece.
So this guy was generating most of his leads through email promotion.
99% through email blast. I mean millions.
This is when spam was probably legal.
Yes.
So he was spamming, generating leads for the mortgages.
Thousands and thousands a day.
Okay. So he had tons of leads, and then you were reselling. Got it. Go ahead.
We started reselling them, and we started to see our income go quite high. In fact, the first year, I think, that we were in it, we did about, I think, somewhere around $1 million gross with the mortgage lead business. So we were very, very happy with that. That was around 2001 to 2002. And so started to get a reputation that we were the guys to come to from the other wholesalers like ourselves to buy leads from.
Were you giving them a better price?
Oh, yes. I was giving them a very, very good price. And we were able to get the quantity. At the time, it was a frenzy. 2002, 2003, 2004, the mortgage industry, there was a frenzy. AmeriQuest and Bank of America and all the other big companies could not get enough leads. Quicken, mortgage company, they just could not get enough leads.
When they bought an order around the leads, a big company like that, how many would they order?
They would order as many as you can give them, and I'm serious about that. In fact, AmeriQuest would actually pay you in advance $100,000 to $500,000.
Should they cut you a check for $500,000?
Well, I never did it with them because we decided to get out of that and sell just to the wholesalers that had those accounts.
Oh, I see. Okay, so when you were selling to the wholesalers, did the wholesalers cut you upfront money?
Most of them did, except this one fellow who was a young guy who we taught the business to. In fact, Dave and I taught the business to a few people. He was a very nice fellow, him and his partner, and we said, you know, we got a break, let's give them a break. So we allowed them to pay us weekly. And they came to a point where we showed them a lot, and they still call us their mentor. They were giving us checks of $100,000 a week.
You couldn't believe what was going on?
No, it was like money was just growing on trees, and we were getting bigger. And then some of the bigger companies besides these guys were starting to buy $50,000 a week and another $100,000 a week. And pretty soon, we were doing $350,000 a week average.
In leads, there's a pretty high markup because you were only paying three, and you're selling these things for what?
Oh, now the person who was developing the leads became our friend, took us on little vacations to Hawaii and different things. Very nice fellow, but he wanted more money. What we found out, Michael, was this. It was not a very safe thing to do, was to buy leads from anyone, because you were getting sometimes old leads. Just a funny story. This is very funny. One time I was actually golfing, and I got a call from one of the lead generators, and he said to me, you got to take these. I got 1,000 leads for you to take them. We were selling 5,000 leads a day. And so he said, you got to wire the money, and I wired the money over to him. We got the leads, and I gave them to some of my people. And we got such a rash coming back because they were leads that were developed from kids that were on the Disney. We went from there, and we started to grow even bigger. And I guess our best year was around $15 million. And pretty soon, Dave and I both got tired because what was happening, Michael, was people were really starting to just sell you junk. Pretty soon we were finding it really hard to deal with these people, and so Dave and I were starting to give up on it. We went from $15 million to $10 million to $7 million and to $5 million, which was still a great living, but pretty soon it came down to the point that we didn't like the aggravation.
If you'd like to see this software in action, go to hardtofindseminars.com/leads with a capital L. .htm. Enter your first name and your email address, and we'll send you a link so you can watch a video of this amazing software in action. Move me on to the next stage. Real estate, obviously the mortgage market and the real estate market bombed, and then what are you guys doing then?
Dave and I, we're trying a lot of different things on the internet. In fact, just to give you some credibility also in our life is that we came to you and we bought a course on becoming a consultant. And so, you know, we gathered a lot of information from that, and we did a little bit of consulting work. But it was wonderful to glean all the information we did, but we loved the lead business. And so Dave and I decided, we said, you know what, we've been in the lead business, that was our success, let's get back into it, but we can't do it the same way we did before. We need to be able to control the quality of the lead, and so we started coming up with a software product that was able to do all the extracting of the leads for us, target leads, but the thing that really turned around was this. But Dave and I started to look into directories like Craigslist and Kijiji and Backpage.com, and these were places where people were actually doing the initiation of, I want this, I'm looking for this, or I have this to sell. And so when we realized this, although, you know, we've all used Craigslist, but it became like the eHarmony of business to me. Here was someone who had something to offer, and then there was somebody out there on Craigslist also, or these other directories, that wanted to buy that, but the two of them never got together. So when we decided to go and build the software, we built it on that premise that here were people looking to sell things, here were people also looking to buy those things, and we found a way to put the two together. And so we started a business out of it. That's basically how we got into building the software.
Alan, what is this thing you developed in simple terms? You've got a piece of software that does what? What is it?
It's a search engine, like Google. And what we are able to do is actually target certain things. Like if I went and put a 57 Chevy inquiry to Google, what would happen is I would get all these websites, but I wouldn't really know if these people were selling the Chevy or just putting up as a display. I would have to do a lot of work. I mean, it would just be so cumbersome that I don't know if I'd ever get to the bottom of anything. And so in Google, I would not know if I was getting a good lead or a bad lead. In fact, there would be probably very little information. I would have to do a lot of research, and I would have no idea if these people had anything to sell whatsoever. And Michael, you know, when we're searching on Google, it always brings me back to the fact that when I was in the mortgage lead industry that I could never control what I was getting. I wasn't sure of the quality. It was very depressing when I would get the type of lead I would get from them. And I look at it the same way as if I would be going into Google and getting them leads. So when I go and use the software that we're talking about, I have people that are actually in these directories saying, I have a 57 Chevy, it does this, it has this color, whatever it is, and it excites me because these people are absolutely looking to sell. And we can extract these leads out within seconds. We know we're getting a top quality lead because we're dealing directly with the people that are selling that car, that own that car, and to put that ad in and say, please, someone out there, here's what I got for sale. Do you want to buy it? And this is so fantastic. We had to stop the software at times because it was extracting so many leads so quickly. It's amazing because every one of those leads to the buyer, to us, when we're extracting, we know there's a buyer out there. Now we can turn that thing around, and here's the exciting part. We just put, who's looking to buy 57 Chevys?
Okay, so you tell me your leads can find all the people selling 57 Chevys, and it can find all the buyers of the 57 Chevys. So how am I going to make money with your software?
We can also go into the buying end of it, just put buyers in there of 57 Chevys, and we're going to extract all those people who are looking to buy. Now, we're the matchmaker. We're like the eHarmony of this business transaction. When eHarmony first came out, even now, it's even getting bigger and bigger because people, on one side, they're looking to date. They're looking to find a mate for themselves. They're looking to get married. We'll just say that's the girl side. Then there's men out there that are also looking to find someone that's compatible with them, and they want to get married. And, of course, eHarmony brings these two together. They can see one another. They can talk to one another. They can get together with one another. And eventually, you know, it's either they got a match there or they don't. Well, we're the same type of matchmaking situation between a buyer of a 57 Chevy and the seller of a 57 Chevy. This is before the software. Imagine me being in the business of restoring 57 Chevys. Now, you just got to understand that here I am. I have a garage. I like 57 Chevys. I have plenty of buyers for them. But the way I was doing it before the software would be to go out to Craigslist, and maybe I'd find one person in my area if I was lucky because I caught it at the right date before somebody else bought it, or I'd go into eBay and look for it. And so it was a slow process doing it that way. That was before I got the software. And, of course, my opportunity to make money was also slow because I could only maybe grab one or two a month or maybe one every 3 months. Now, when you're buying, in any business, you're always looking to buy low. And that's when you really make your money. The better opportunity to buy at the lowest price gives you a lot more margin. It would be like in the real estate business. I buy low, and I have buyers that buy at a certain price. That's when I make my money. So, of course, when I'm going out in the old way, I'd be doing one at a time, or maybe even if I was in a real estate business, I'd be doing just one purchase a month or something like that if I was lucky. But with the software, I can now go into an area, put in a date range, push the button find. What happens with the software, within seconds, it will extract. Let's just say we're looking in the state of California. Every person that's looking to sell a 57 Chevy in California, I will get all those listings within seconds. They will have the type of car, it'll be the person that has it, it'll be a little bit of description of what the car is all about, and it'll put it in an Excel file for me, all organized. Everything is going to be there. If they have a phone number, that phone number is going to be there, or an email address, or if it's a directory, it allows me to go and just get back to them in their email address. It sets everything in one place for me. It's a complete list of every 57 Chevy, and it could be 500 of them. Now, remember, the old way that I did this, I would have an opportunity to maybe deal with one person in a month. I had no way of being competitive in my purchase price because they wanted a certain price. I could negotiate with them, but I had really no legs to stand on if I wanted that car. That was the old way. It was very hard to go and negotiate, very hard to go and turn something down if I needed it in order to make money. So remember that buying low is where the money is. So now, with the software, I'm able to go and get hundreds and hundreds of people who are looking to sell me those cars in seconds. Now I can pick and choose. Now I can buy at the price I want. I have a much better opportunity than I ever had, plus in quantity. If I can handle 5 cars, 10 cars, 20 cars, and refurbish all them in a month, I have that opportunity to buy them at this point. And so it's so much easier to do than before. Now, once I have these listings all within an organized file, now the old way when I wanted to email somebody and possibly buy their car, I would have to first copy their email address, I would have to create an email. I would have to put everything that I was looking for in that email. Now I would have to go and send that email to them, of course, wait for a response. But I had one person. That was all I had to deal with. With the new way in the software, all I do is create the email. I pop it into the software. When I push send, this email goes to each individual person that was looking to go and sell their 57 Chevy. They don't know that I'm sending it to all these different people out there. They only know it's a personal email to them looking to buy from them. I have the criteria that I put into this email. These people who are interested in selling their 57 Chevy to me, they're the only ones who are going to respond to me, and that's about as easy as I can make it. And each one of them now knows that I'm interested in their car. And once these people who are looking to sell me their 57 Chevys get my email, and it's an individual email. It looks like an individual email, even though I'm sending it out to maybe 500 people. So I'm really in charge of this whole negotiation. Now, when those who meet my criteria are willing to go and sell me their 57 Chevy, will get back to me through an email or through a phone call. And I'm really in charge of what I'm going to pay, and I'm in charge of who I'm going to buy from. But I have so many choices, it just makes it so easy for me. And of course, again, when you're buying low, you have a better opportunity to make money. And I think this software is just so fantastic. I don't have to do anything by hand anymore. It's just a click of a mouse, and it's all done for me. And remember, if I was doing it the old way, it would honestly take me days to be able to go and do what I just did in seconds. First of all, searching for them would be hard enough, and getting them in the right time would be hard enough. Now, when these people, if I put in my criteria of the last 3 days, I get in contact with them before anybody else does, just about. And if I did it the old way, obviously I would miss many, many, many deals, and I wouldn't be as competitive as I am now. Give me an example of just being able to make the first initial contact with somebody. That gives you the upper hand. When a person is looking to sell his 57 Chevy, there's a reason for that. I mean, he wants to get rid of it. And the first person that comes up with the money and is willing to negotiate, they sort of shut down to everybody else. And that person has the best opportunity to buy that car. Now, with this software, that's what it does for you. It puts you in people's faces faster than anybody else can do. And that gives you the upper hand and the opportunity to be first and to buy at the lowest price. That's what the software does. Now, I know that we've been talking about 57 Chevys. That was just an example to give you an idea of how the software worked and what an advantage you have by using the software.
All right, Alan, can we talk about some different ways that one can make money using this software?
Absolutely.
All right, first you've got your home-based businesses. Tell me about that.
Well, there are people out there looking to go and work from home. We know that's becoming a big industry, especially in this economy right now. And then there are people who have home-based businesses that are looking for people who are absolutely looking to get into that business. So if I was able to go with my software and extract everyone that was looking to work from home, and on these directories, there's lots of people that are looking to work from home. Now I contacted the people that actually have these home-based businesses that are looking for clients or looking for people to get involved with these businesses. I put them two together. After I do everything like I did with the 57 Chevy, and I'm able to go to the people who are looking to sell home-based businesses or get people involved with their home-based business, now I get all these people that are looking to get involved and work from home. I can extract all those leads. I can now put a price on that lead and go to the person who's selling and say, I have people that are actually initiating on an ad that they are looking to work from home. I can get these over to you for, and then I have a price tag on it.
All right, so you're talking about selling the leads.
Selling the leads.
Generating the leads. The software spits them out into an Excel file, organizes them, gives a contact email and a phone number if available, and then you go to the people looking for home workers, and you sell those leads so they can contact them.
Absolutely.
Bingo. Okay, ticket brokers. How can ticket brokers use this to make money?
If you're going to go and, say, work with ticket brokers who sell tickets for all kinds of large events, it doesn't matter what they are. It could be football games, basketball games, it could be concerts, it could be anything. So what you do is you would go on to, we'll just say, Craigslist, where people can't make those events, so these tickets are available. Now, what we do is we tell these people, yes, we're interested in buying them tickets. Now, what we could do is we could wholesale them to a ticket broker, or we could also go to individuals also on Craigslist saying, I'm looking for charger tickets for this weekend. I'm looking for some kind of concert ticket for this weekend. And you can negotiate between the two, and you can make money that way.
How can I make money dealing with the real estate market?
The real estate market is always looking for listings, obviously. And the real estate business is actually, in some areas, is in a downturn market. But on Craigslist or other directories, people are looking to either rent apartments, to buy homes, to sell homes by owner, whatever it may be. And the real estate person, he's out there putting his money on the newspaper, in the radio, or in the yellow pages, whatever, looking for listings. We already have those listings. We'll just say that a person is looking to rent a three-bedroom apartment. I can extract that. In fact, I can extract lots of them, say in the San Diego area. And now I go to a real estate broker and I tell them, I say, I have people who are looking for a three-bedroom apartment in San Diego. Do you have that? Well, I'm willing to sell that lead to you for, and that's where I come up with a certain price. And now they have a direct contact with this person who's already establishing the fact that he absolutely needs to rent a three-bedroom apartment. He can't find it on his own. He's waiting for somebody to get back in touch with him. And now I've contacted this real estate agent, and they are now calling these people up. Or this person from the apartment, I give them the name if I make a contract with the real estate agent that they're calling the real estate agent.
Any other ways we can make money with real estate?
Oh, yes. There's plenty.
Tell me.
Now, there's a lot of people that are looking to sell their homes. It's like a sale by owner. But they're just putting these little sign out there, sale by owner, and they're really not getting a lot of contacts because people that are driving by, maybe you'll see it. But we have real estate people who already have people that are looking to buy homes. So what they can do is they can initiate, well, I'll initiate, or they can use a software to initiate that seller by owner person who will now be dealing with a real estate agent because the real estate agent is saying to them, you know what, are you having any luck with it because I have a buyer for you. And so now I can put those two together, like the eHarmony thing I talked about before. I can put the buyer and the seller together. So I can do that through the software.
Any other ways we can make money with real estate?
Let's say a person is looking to rent a house or looking to rent an apartment. Now, also on these directories, there are individuals that are looking to rent their apartment, rent a room. I can bring those two together now. Say I'm the guy using the software. I'm saying to the person looking to rent their apartment, how much you're looking to get for it? $1,000, we'll say. And the other person, now I can get in touch with them, and they're looking to spend $900 or maybe $1,200 for the apartment. I negotiate the price between the two of them. Normally, I'll make the spread from the person renting the apartment. It's a one-time deal, or maybe I can make a residual deal. However, I can go and create that.
Tell me, what is outsourcing for profit? How can I make money with your software doing this?
There are many, many persons. They're web developers or they're SEO companies that are looking for work. And then on the other hand, there's people who are putting up websites and they're looking for, you know, SEO people or website builders to help them to get started in their business. So what the software can do is go out and say, I can negotiate prices and say to outsourcing, whether it's in this country or other countries, and say, what's your monthly fee or what do you do for the person who's looking to get SEO help? I'll get a wholesale price from them. Now I can go back and actually go to that person that's looking for that SEO work, private label myself or however I want to do it, and go and sell that for the price that I'm looking for. I've seen people that are willing to go and, say, build a five-page website for $100, $200. And I know that I can go out there and say to people that are looking for that website to be built from and say, I can build that website for you for $500 to $1,000. And I can actually make that spread between them. And I don't do any work whatsoever except just make the connection between the two. No one knows the other person. I'm the one, I'm the middleman, just moving in like a distributor.
Okay, custom software design.
Well, on the custom software designs, like I said before, even with the SEO work, a person may give me a price in custom software. You know, they'll build software for companies or for individuals that need certain things done for their business. Now, they'll give me a price of so much an hour or so much a project. Now I go to the person who is looking to buy that, and I ask them what they're looking for. They give me their budget or whatever it is. I go back to the software developer and saying, hey, I can pay you this much for that. For an example, we'll just say a person is willing to spend $2,000 to build software for whatever situation he needs it for. I go back and say to the software person who absolutely needs work and say, you know, this is the job. I need to complete it. I need to complete it in this certain amount of time, and I'm willing to pay you $1,000 for it. Now, he may negotiate with me and say, no, I can't do it for that. I need to do it for $1,500. I tell him, okay, let me get back to you. I get back to him. I tell him, yes, I made $500 just for a couple minutes worth of work.
Outsourcing jobs and labor, how do you do that?
There's many, many people who could use some renovations on their homes or whatever, or maybe they need a roofing job, or they're looking for somebody to do some painting. And again, I'm saying to the person, well, what do you need done? And they're telling me, I got this to do, and I'm looking to spend this kind of money. Now I go back, and I'm going to outsource. I go out into these directories, and then there's people like painters, roofers, siders, people put in windows, whatever, to be washing windows. And I negotiate the price that I'm willing to pay them because I'm a broker. They can get lots of work through me. I know where to go get the people who are looking to get work done. And they may have a hard time. They may do it the old way, you know, just the newspaper, putting a little ad in the back of the classified or something like that. We paint, we do this, we do that. I'm able to bring those two together now. He gets what he wants. This is the contractor. And the other person who's looking for the work gets what he wants. And again, I make money being a broker. I'm like a toll gate between these people.
Yeah, you're a toll gate and you're a matchmaker.
Yes.
Okay. How to find legal and professional services in seconds.
This is another beautiful opportunity. Just say a person's going bankrupt. I'm going to use that as an example. I know that some bankruptcy attorneys charge quite a lot of money for doing it, especially if you are in trouble and you can't pay your bills anymore and you're saying, you know, I need a bankruptcy attorney, and you go search maybe on Google or you'll search even in Craigslist or wherever looking for an attorney. Well, you're subject to his pricing. Now, imagine going out there and saying, going bankrupt, don't have a lot of money, need somebody to do it for me for less than $400. And then all of a sudden, you get all these attorneys that are willing to do that because they need work too, just like anybody else, and they come in at that price for you. Now you have your choice. You have made a competitive situation between attorneys. And instead of spending thousands, you get it done for $400.
If you'd like to see this software in action, go to hardtofindseminars.com/leads with a capital L. .htm. Enter your first name and your email address, and we'll send you a link so you can watch a video of this amazing software in action. And would this be the same for accountants?
Accountants is the same thing. Let's say I'm looking for an accountant now. You know, you look for your local accountant, you deal with him, he's a nice guy and everything else, he's charging you something. You don't know exactly if you're doing well or not by having him to become your accountant. It's like you going out there and saying, hey, everyone out there, all you accountants, I'm looking for somebody to help me, but I want the lowest price person. Well, you know, within seconds, you can get competing pricing for yourself, and you decide between the pricing and the quality of the accountant who you're going to use. In fact, if you use it in everything that you need, whether it's fixing your house or accountants or lawyers or whatever, you're going to get the best possible prices out there in seconds. I just want to make sure, and I want to remind you that, you know, it may seem like we're doing a lot of work, but not with the software. With the software, all we're doing is whatever niche market we're looking for, we find it within seconds. We now create an email, which takes us one time in seconds. We pop the email in, we push send. It does all the work for you. It's got all the criteria that we're looking for, and only those who are interested in doing business with us because they're willing to go in and take the money we're willing to offer, or they have the service that we're looking to go and purchase. And it's done within seconds. There's nothing more to do except a click of a mouse. The software does all the work for you. And I'm going to say this to you, is that what happens normally when you send out this email, I'm saying within hours, I'm talking about people who are willing to respond to you, you get back about a 40 to 70% response, which is fantastic. They have no idea that it's software doing this work. They still believe it's just one individual contacting them and seeing if they can negotiate whatever they're looking for. But it's the software that does it, and the software does it in seconds, and it does it multiple times.
Jewelry. How can I make money with jewelry?
This is the beauty of directories, especially with Craigslist. Remember that there's at least 50 million people a month that go on Craigslist because it's free to put their ad in there, whether they're selling this or they're selling that. And when it comes to jewelry, right now you have gold is at its highest. And we'll just talk for a second about what they call the junk gold, you know, which you're willing to sell. I mean, imagine being a jewelry store and with the software being able to grab hundreds and hundreds of people are looking to sell their old jewelry for pennies on the dollar. And this jewelry store, the only way they get people to go and sell Melly jewelry is when they walk by or they see an advertising in a paper. And yet now with the software, within seconds, they can go and have their pick of all the jewelry possible. Let's just get a little bit more elaborate and say you're looking for a Rolex watch. You put in Rolex in our directory, and you push that little button that says fine. I mean, hundreds of people are looking to go and sell their Rolex watch for almost nothing because they need the money. And that's why they're on there. And now, if you just say you're as an individual, we're looking for a Rolex watch, you can get almost brand new Rolex watches from people that just can't make ends meet. So they're selling off what they can to make as much money as possible. So now, you can get items for pennies on dollars, especially jewelry.
What about identifying buyers of jewelry? Can we use it for that?
Yes. In directories like Craigslist and stuff, not only people can list what they're selling, but there's also a place where people are looking to buy certain things. They may be looking to buy a wedding ring. They don't want to go to a jeweler. They'd like to buy it off of somebody, and a lot of times there's heirlooms. People are looking to sell. So what you do with a keyword, say, heirloom or 2-carat diamond wedding ring, you know, whatever it is, if you put this into this software and push find automatically within seconds, you're going to get everybody that's looking to sell that piece. Now, with an email, like I said before, you create the email, what you're looking to pay and what criteria, you push the button, automatically these people are contacted, and either they call you back immediately and you negotiate with them, or they email you back. But it's all done in seconds, and you can go and target anything you're looking for, any kind of piece of jewelry, because there's thousands of different type of things that people are selling on Craigslist.
Quickly identifying lost items, like dogs and cats, for example. Can we make money with that?
Yes. Here's something that maybe a lot of people won't think about, but, you know, a lot of people lose their dogs, and we're just going to say about making money with finding things that are lost. I'm going to use dogs, for example. There are companies out there that actually help find people's lost dogs or cats. Now, this is an example that I know that we've used before, where there's lots of people who have lost their dogs. We'll just say in the San Diego area. And we have contacted the company that absolutely does a great job in helping people find dogs. Imagine you go around, you know, with your car, you're running around looking for your dog, you're yelling out the window and stuff, you're asking a couple neighbors. This company actually goes out and scours the streets for you and all your neighbors and everybody that could possibly, they could think about, police station, everything else, that are looking for this dog. And more than 50% of the time, they'll find a dog before you will. And they charge a certain amount of money. Now, if I bring that to your attention as the person and lost their dog, and you go contact that company, I'm like an affiliate of that company. I get a percentage for doing that. I get a commission. And that's how that works. Michael, I love the lead business. Leads are customers. They're actually people. These are people who are looking to buy or sell something. That's what a lead is. Every industry, every company, every store, the pizza parlor, the dentist, the lawyer, the candlestick maker, everybody needs leads. But before, I was never able to control the quality of the lead because I never knew what I was getting. But with this software, I'm actually getting involved with people that are absolutely saying to me and to the world, I need you for this, or I'm looking to sell that. Are you interested in buying? Now when I go and target that lead, and I'm targeting that lead to the nth degree, I know exactly what I'm looking for, and that person is in that directory. And now when I grab that lead, I have a absolutely viable person that's looking to spend money or to go and sell something. Like I said before, as I'm the toll gate, I bring that lead, that customer, to that store, to that service, to that individual that's looking to pay for it or buy from them or whatever it may be, and I'm able to make money from that. Now, I can just extract thousands and thousands of leads. If I wanted to do this on a full-time basis, I'd make more money than I made in the lead business back when I used to be able to buy from emails, and that wasn't even a quality lead. Now that I have a quality lead, I can do much more than I did before. A person that would get involved with this now, whether they want to do it on a part-time basis for individuality because they were, just say, an antique dealer. Before, the antique dealer would go to shows, he would go here or go there. Now he could just say what he's looking for, and these things would be extracted right from the different directory, and he would have his choice of this item. Without leads, no company ever makes any money. They need customers, and we're able to bring them customers through this software. in seconds.
If you'd like to see this software in action, go to hardtofindseminars.com/leads with a capital L .htm. Enter your first name and your email address, and we'll send you a link so you can watch a video of this amazing software in action.
Remember the story I told you about the fellow who was selling his leads back when for $3 a piece? He was in the catbird seat. He was the one controlling the price. He was the one controlling the quality. He made whatever money he wanted to make because he was the one who had the lead. How would you like to be that person now and be able to go and use this software to develop leads by the thousands to be able to be just like him, charging what you want, but now the lead quality is even better than what he had, and be able to develop, we'll just say, an email list from him? Michael, I want to just give you another example of the power of this software. Just say I'm in the business of buying high-end mountain bikes. When I go and extract these people that are looking to sell these mountain bikes, and they get back to me with an email. And remember, when I went out to these people who were looking to sell their high-end mountain bikes, all I did is create one email, remember? All I did is push the button. Out went my emails as if it was an individual speaking to each one of them. Once they got back to me and they sent back their email address or their phone number or whatever it was so that I would contact them, I built a list. This is the part that I haven't spoken to you about, of the power of this software. Building a list means that I have people now that we know are mountain bike enthusiasts. But what else do they buy? They buy the equipment. They buy the clothing line. Obviously, they're people who eat. There's so many things that now I can resell them because they're an opt-in person. They've opted in to contact me so that I would be able to talk to them about mountain bikes, and that's given me opportunity to go and sell them other things. One person, if anybody's ever done this for themselves or been in business or anything else, just say the individual like you, Michael. What are you worth to all the people that you buy product from? I mean, whether you pay your bills, whether you take your kids out for food, or whether you go and buy cars, or whatever it might be, you happen to be a lead. You're a lead that can be sold many, many things. Now, if I have you as my lead, obviously, and you like me, and you've already done business with me in one sense or another, or I've contacted you in one way, I'm a trusted person because you already got in contact with me at one time. I now offer you other things that you may be interested in. One person could mean thousands to me. Now, just imagine that one mountain bike enthusiast and how much he is worth to me now that we already know that he's interested in high-end mountain bikes. What is he really worth to me? Now, just think of this. I can extract thousands of them a week. Now, from that point, they buy other things. So just say that they're worth a dollar, even just a dollar as a lead. Now, that dollar, that's a thousand one week that I've gotten of mountain bike enthusiasts. Now, imagine all the other things that I can go and possibly sell to them or offer to them to buy. And then he becomes a $2 person or maybe $5. Imagine what you can do with something like this. And put in your imagination the amount of money that each lead is really worth to you once you get them onto your list. And this software does it all automatically for you. There's really nothing that you have to do except push that button, like we said before. And I want everyone to know that, you know, I'm giving you a lot of information on what this software does, and people might be saying to themselves that, well, how am I going to get to be able to use it? We have a complete 24/7 support system for you. We want you to be successful, so we're going to actually back you up in every way. We're going to train you. We're going to give you all the support that you need until you become successful at it. As you get going with this software, you're going to go and develop more and more things I haven't even thought about, and to help you even more. Just so you know, is that when you buy this software, we're even going to throw in a bonus package for you and help you to identify different niches. Michael, I just want you to realize that at the peak of my lead business, every time I go back to what I used to do and when I was at the best, I made $15 million a year, $15 million in lead business. And when I compare what I was doing back then and all the work that had to be done and not having control and not knowing the quality of the lead and then what I have now and how many different niches I can use instead of just the mortgage industry, I have thousands of niches to get involved into now. Now, I know this sounds crazy, but I could see 10 times more money than I saw before. Software does so much more than I was able to do before that it makes me so excited. I just can't wait to get people involved into what I'm doing right now and to help them to develop a business and to make a fortune with just a click of a mouse. I know that it may sound confusing to everybody about what I'm talking about. I could talk all day about how much money you can make and how it works and what I've done with it, how much money I made, but nothing will compare to what we've done for you unless you can actually see this working. What we've done is put together a demo video, and people can go online and actually view exactly what we're doing, and we'll be able to show them exactly how this software works. And so whoever would be interested in seeing exactly how it works and seeing what I've been talking about, I would love to have them go online and demonstrate exactly what the software does.
Alan, this sounds incredible. I can't wait to watch the demo video and play with the software myself. As I said, I love Craigslist. I have saved a ton of money buying things off Craigslist, and I'm looking forward to doing some brokering as well. That's the end of our interview on the Lead software. If you'd like to see this software in action, go to hardtofindseminars.com/leads with a capital L. .htm. Enter your first name and your email address, and we'll send you a link so you can watch a video of this amazing software in action. For more exclusive interviews on business, marketing, advertising, and copywriting, go to Michael Senoff's HardToFindSeminars.com.